are going to start off tonight's post-race press conference. We are now joined by race-winning crew chief for the number 12 Team Penske Ford, Jonathan Hassler. Jonathan, that was interesting last couple laps there. Take us through what you saw on top of the box there.
Yeah, you know, from my perspective, obviously it was definitely more exciting than it needed to be. Obviously, you know, with the caution coming out there late, it presented some challenges for us for sure, but we were able to work through those and get the win.
Awesome. We'll take questions now. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. We'll start out right there with Luis.
Luis Torres, the podium finish. Just speak about just the dynamic and chemistry you have built with Ryan this season. Of course, so far in the regular season, you've racked up a lot of points. And now with tonight winning $1 million, just tell us what it means for you being in the game and getting it done for them.
Yeah, I feel like our team is really strong. I think, you know, I was really excited, you know, to come on board with this new car and have the opportunity to get so many tests early in the year, you know, even late last season with Ryan. And I think we got off on a, you know, good, got off really well together. And, you know, we came out of the gate really good. I think we competed for some wins early in the year. You know, me personally, I feel like we kind of lost a little bit over the last month, and we've been trying to, you know, make sure we keep getting better and make sure we get that win and we're there, you know, in the playoffs, able to compete for the championship. So I think it's been good, and, you know, we're trying to get better each and every week.
We're going to go next to Bob and then Justin in the middle.
Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. First, did you have any thoughts that the caution came out after the checkered flag dropped, or do you feel like NASCAR made the right call there?
You know, I'm not going to lay blame. Obviously, you know, when I watched a little bit of the replay, I saw that, you know, the checkered flag was waving as Ryan was driving to it. Obviously, the yellow light came on, and the flagman, you know, reached back and grabbed for the flag. So it's a difficult situation for everybody. I'm not going to lay any blame. And fortunate we were able to, you know, do what we needed to do, obviously, to get the win.
And I'm sure you're not surprised that Denny felt like you guys should have been black flagged for the window net. How much are you – I mean, we could hear you talking to Ryan on the radio, giving him ideas, saying, you know, make them black flag you. How much are you trying to tell him? How much are you worried, like, if you say too much, NASCAR will black flag? Or were you pretty confident that they would give him a couple of laps to before they did anything?
Yeah, like I said, it's a really tough situation. You know, I think in the circumstances, obviously NASCAR is maybe a little bit understanding of the situation that we were in. You know, I was hopeful that, you know, Ryan was able to obviously get the window net up in some capacity to, you know, to appease them, for lack of a better word, for the short run we had to the end. And I'm just thankful we were able to do that and bring the win home.
Go to Justin right there.
Yeah, Justin Schuler kicking the tires. First off, congratulations. What does this mean for Penske as a whole? You know, you guys were 1, 2, 3, you know, obviously with some of the maybe stronger cars crashing out. But what does that mean for Penske as a whole, considering you guys have had a pretty inconsistent season?
Yeah, you know, we've I feel like I said earlier, I think we came out of the gate really well this year. I think other teams have certainly continued to improve, and we've realized that. I think last week at Kansas was, you know, kind of eye-opening, obviously, to our teams in terms of, you know, we need to continue to improve. And we brought a lot of different ideas. Obviously, this is, you know, a unique event. Without points, you can kind of, you know, go out on a limb on a little bit and try some different things to be better. And I think we all did that, and we all learned, you know, some different things along the way. And I'm hopeful we'll be a little bit better when we go to Charlotte next week.
Do we have any more questions for Jonathan? No? Jonathan, congratulations. Thank you for your time.